Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here alongside Matt Wilhelm as we get ready for the 2-3 Cleveland Browns against the 5-0 undefeated Denver Broncos at First Energy Stadium this Sunday. And Matt, when you think about the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning, you think offense. But this year, the story is their defense, number one in the NFL.
It definitely is, led by Wade Phillips, a defensive coordinator that I played, the son of Bum, a defensive coordinator that I played for in San Diego. DeMarcus Ware, questionable going into this football game. We may or may not have him against the Cleveland Browns. But Von Miller, T.J. Ward, Aqib Talib, they're just studs out there. And I think it's a lot about the scheme and the guys buying in with their talent, functioning like a well-oiled machine.
They are number one in the National Football League in terms of total yards per game, number one in yards per play, number one in sacks with 22, number one in takeaways with 14. So the key will be to protect Josh McCown in this one from that pass rush, which you alluded to. What does this offense have to do to maintain their momentum going against a team as good as the Denver Broncos?
Well, first of all, again, leading in takeaways. So limit our takeaways. That Josh McCown has done that throughout the football season, but again, not putting the ball on the ground. This is a team that likes to rush the passer and get after the quarterback. They also like to chop at the football. So our ability to win the turnover battle or even just, you know, be a push, 0-0, 1-1, whatever it might be, that's a key. But protecting Josh McCown, this is a team and a defense that thrives on putting pressure on a quarterback, forcing him to step up, forcing an extra back or tight end to stay in to protect Josh McCown and keep him upright.
All right, Matt Wilhelm, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, 4-2 against Peyton Manning. So what is the secret to your success?
The secret is get him off his spot. A lot like Tom Brady, you know, there's a 3x3, you know, round circle around this guy. When he steps up, steps right, steps left, his inefficiency goes through the roof and he throws erratic footballs. He gives it to the other team. That's one. And then show him something, you know, long into that play clock. And as it starts to tick down, get to where you need to be and don't allow Peyton Manning, as we all know he does, with that Omaha at the line of scrimmage, giving those hand signals, telling everybody what to do because you have shown your hand, meaning he knows what coverage, he knows what front you're in.
The battle pre-snap is just as important as what happens post-snap when you're dealing with a guy like Peyton Manning. Now, he's thrown an interception, Matt, in 5 straight games for the first time since 2007. This Denver team, by the way, has won 5 games. 2 of those, they didn't even score an offensive touchdown. Is this the game where the Browns' defense can get healthy?
It has to. And I think, first and foremost, if you can make this an all-pass football game, force Peyton Manning off his spot, force him to throw the football, and we all know Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas get 60% of the footballs thrown by Peyton Manning. If we can take away the run and allow our defensive backs and Jim O'Neill to dream up coverages and different rushes to get Peyton off his spot, he'll throw us the football.
Statistically speaking, this one's going to come down to the surprisingly good offense of the Browns against the best defense in the NFL, and then the struggling defense of the Browns against the surprisingly struggling offense of the Denver Broncos. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns as we get ready for the Browns and the Broncos. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for joining us here on ClevelandBrowns.com.